A survey went out. What is the number one fitness item on your to-do list? Mary Jo said, strength training. Welcome to How to Be Fit Over 40 Midlife Conversations with Hikini podcast. Today, we're going to dive into Mary Jo's path to strength training. So join us as we follow Mary Jo's progress, starting with her commitment to mastering the push-up. So grab your smoothie or cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey there. So welcome back to another episode of How to Be Fit Over 40 Midlife Conversations with Hikini. Super excited to be sharing Mary Jo's story, just a sneak peek. She will join us sometime this year for an interview, so can't wait for that. But I know her, so I know this really hits home with what she is doing. So her fitness item is push-ups. So she has been wanting to actually increase strength training, add more strength training, and she's starting with push-ups. So super excited, super cool. And it's so cool that she's already started this journey. However, I know there is someone out there that may want to add some push-ups to their toolkit. So of course, we're going to create a SMART goal. Now, part of this, Mary Jo has already started. However, there may be a little tip here and there that may help along the way. So we need something SMART, a SMART goal that's specific, measurable, actionable, or achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So specific. Mary Jo will start a goal of doing push-ups 3 times a week. And so actually, she's doing push-ups more than 3 times a week. Super excited about that. But if you are another Mary Jo or you're just starting, you could start with 3 times per week. Then you need something measurable. So Mary Jo will aim to complete 3 sets of 5 push-ups in each session. Now, of course, she's doing more than this, and I won't reveal the exact number. I'll reveal that once we interview her. However, if you are just starting, this is a great way to just start with a few here and there and then work your way up, okay? You need something that's achievable. She'll begin performing push-ups from her knees to build strength gradually, which she has been doing, and just gradually increasing the repetitions and the difficulty as she progresses. So a lot of times, you know, back in the day, they used to say something about knee push-ups. I won't even mention the name, but everyone can start with knee push-ups because you're just starting, you're learning how to lift your own body weight, which is amazing. So start there, build your momentum, you know, build your confidence, endurance, and then you can move on from there. You want to make it relevant. So strength training, such as push-ups, of course, this is a great foundational component of overall fitness, just helping to build muscle, improving your bone density, and enhancing your metabolism. And as always, do your own research. You'll see per science, they mention these things plus more. And I do have a guide to share with you. I'll share it on my website. More information about that. That way you can get started with your own strength journey. And then you want to make it time bound. So she commits to completing this goal for the next month. You can do this for the next 3 months, 6 months, however you want to do it. Actually, I think hers is a little longer than that. But if you start now, you could start first with 1 month and just see how things go, just aiming to increase your strength and stamina over time. Now we want to wrap it up in a pretty bow of accountability. Remember, I always tell you, accountability, make it count. So it's very important to keep your accountability simple. So whatever your support system looks like, having people just to be accountable to or a person helps you stay motivated and committed to your goals. It's great support and gives yourself like a sense of responsibility for you showing up for yourself once and for all right? So make sure you add accountability. Accountability, make it count. All right. So this is something that you can do today. You could, you know, start with three push-ups, get that out. Tomorrow you may want to increase 4, then 5, however you want to do this. Making sure that you have someone to hold you accountable for this. Now, you don't want to wait to the last minute either. Making sure that accountability is smart as well. So, not sure what's going on in the background as I'm recording this. Something is happening back there. Just in case you hear some weird sounds as I'm recording this. Also, it's funny whenever I start recording my podcast, everything gets loud, all right? I digress. So make sure, go ahead, click the link in the show notes. Make sure you get that cheat sheet for strength training. And super excited that you're going to share it with a friend. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, nutrition is more than what you eat and the weight that you carry. Talk to you soon.